Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's go back to Des.
Yeah, Mary, we're all gearing up for the second golf major of the season today, the PGA Championship. It gets underway at Quail Hollow in North Carolina. And Ireland's Rory McIlroy is favourite, and for good reason. Looking ahead to it all is Greg Allen.
With two Irish players now in the world's top 10, one of them a recently crowned Masters champion, of course, the other a runner-up just last week on the PGA Tour in Philadelphia, it's hard to oppose the notion that this is a championship that offers another strong chance of an Irish win in a golf major. And of course, where better for Rory McIlroy to plant his competitive spikes again on one of the biggest stages in golf after ending a 10-year drought in the majors at Augusta last month, then into the familiar and really happy hunting ground of Quail Hollow, where he has won four times on the PGA Tour, the last time as recently as a year ago, almost to the day.
I toiled for a decade plus to try to get that next major, and it finally came, and that was really nice. And it's hard now because then you set the expectation again, and you know, people are talking about a calendar Grand Slam when I've just won in the first one in 10 years. So, you know, it's just, I think the most important thing is I feel really good about where my golf game is. And I think as well, when you've had success and you've hit a lot of great shots on a golf course, you remember those, and that gives you a little bit of confidence, and you know, you have a bit more of a pep in your step walking around the place, and that's sort of how it feels like for me here at Quail Hollow.
Now, oddly though, almost exactly the opposite can be said of Shane Lowry in terms of the challenge of Quail Hollow. Even though he's actually coming off some of the best golf of his life over the last few months, epitomised by how close he came to winning on the PGA Tour last week in Philadelphia, he's actually never played well here in Charlotte.
No record around here at all, but I've took like a little bit of a dive into the stats on why that is, and it's nothing to do with my tee to green play, it's more the rest of it, and I feel like my game is probably in better shape, especially that part of it, than it's ever been coming into this time of year. So trying to look at the positives and work from there.
Both McIlroy and Lowry are out on the course early and in good company. Rory's alongside the defending champion Xander Schauffele and world number one Scottie Scheffler, while Shane is with the three-time PGA champion Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler. There'll be early starts at around noontime for two of the three other Irish players, Seamus Power and Paddy Harrington, while Tom McKibben is out among the later wave of players.
Thanks for that, Greg. We're going to switch to rugby now in reaction to yesterday's news that the IRFU has decided to end the men's international sevens programme at the end of the season. The IRFU say it's essentially a financial decision. They believe the provincial academies provide a better pathway to the 15s game. But what about the players? The chief executive of Rugby Players Ireland is Simon Keogh, and I asked him if this decision had been on the horizon.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't think there's a huge amount of surprise, particularly amongst the male playing group. We've kept them informed, I suppose, since January as the possibility that there's a threat on the programme. And ultimately, that's for a number of reasons. You know, we had a huge change in personnel following the Olympic cycle, and then we had a change in personnel, which culminated in, I suppose, in a lower positioning of our World Series, which then has an impact on funding. And then in addition to that, and it's probably the straw, is that there's a change in the world rugby competition structure, which ultimately means that halfway through the season, we have been relegated. So, you know, if you look at that just in isolation, it's crazy to think in a competition that you could have relegation introduced halfway through a season, and that is ultimately has an impact on a number of things, including the finances. And you know where we are in Irish rugby, I suppose, evidenced by last year's losses of 18 million, puts us in a pretty precarious position. And as a result, the sevens programme has been sacrificed.
It's obviously tough on the players. What's the future for them?
You know, it's a huge challenge, and particularly timing. You know, you're late in the season, and we're in a market that's saturated, I suppose, in players. You know, off the back of three teams being liquidated in the UK, and you know, with the late timing of it, it means that it's going to be a real challenge. The conversion from sevens to 15s is challenging in itself. Never mind that they have to go into a market that's pretty challenging. And where to for these players? You know, hopefully there's an avenue for them into the professional game, because we don't want those spares to be lost out in the game. You know, we have a player development manager who works solely with these players to hopefully get them an avenue, not just in rugby, but in outside of rugby. So they've prepared themselves as best possible way they can, and this is done in partnership with the RFU to try and to get that transition as seamless as possible.
That's Simon Keogh there. Now, in Gaelic games, Tipperary have retained the O'Neill's Munster Under-20 Hurling Championship title after a hard-fought 5-point victory over Clare. Two goals in the space of 4 second-half minutes swung the game in Tipperary's favour. A very entertaining game. Finished Tip 3-19, Clare 1-20. Meanwhile, Dublin and Kilkenny will contest the Leinster Under-20 final. Kilkenny beat Laois comfortably enough, 26 points to 1-9, while Dublin beat Galway by 218 to 17 points. Something of a surprise. Dublin helped by two early goals from Callum Graham and some poor shooting by Galway. Meanwhile, Saturday's senior doubleheader between Galway and Dublin Pier Stadium could well be a sellout. In soccer, a great night for Sligo's Johnny Kenny. On his first start for Glasgow Celtic, he scored in a 5-1 win at Aberdeen. Adam Ida, who came on as a sub for Kenny towards the end, also scored. It was a disappointing night for Robbie Keane. His Ferencvaros side lost the Hungarian Cup final 4-3 on penalties against Pax. Keane's side could still end the season on a high, though. They currently hold a 3-point lead in the league with two games remaining. Finally, for now in racing, Aidan O'Brien's The Lion in Winter is the odds-on favourite for the Dante Stakes at York this afternoon, while the action at home is at Clonmel.
Des, thank you for that. And the time now is 8:45.